Phantom Ranch is located along Bright Angel Creek at approximately River Mile 87.5. This site has been used throughout modern and ancient history because of its perennial stream flow and nearly flat ground. Ancestral Puebloans used this site to grow corn, beans, and squash. It is thought that only about 16 people inhabited the area from 1050 to 1100 AD. When Powell's expedition reached the junction of Bright Angel Creek and the Colorado River in 1869, they were starving and miserable. With another 200 miles of river still to go, they had but a 10-day ration, consisting of musty flour, a few dried apples, and plenty of coffee. Bright Angel Creek was originally named Silver Creek by Powell, but he decided to change it to Bright Angel in order to contrast the Dirty Devil River he had previously named upstream. Powell and his crew had dedicated 2 days at this camp in order to repair boats and make oars using a pine tree that was brought down the creek in an earlier flood. In 1903, David Rust came to Bright Angel Creek to start accommodating visitors at a camp he set up called Rust's Camp. During the early days, the only people who used Rust's Camp were prospectors and adventurous tourists. Access to the place was extremely difficult, and Russ played a huge role in improving trails down to Phantom Ranch. He also built a cable car in line across the river to provide access from the other side. In addition, he planted cottonwood and fruit trees, irrigated the creek, and maintained tents for the visiting tourists. These improvements helped enable more people to visit this beautiful locale. Among the most famous of these visitors was Theodore Roosevelt in 1913. He used Rust's Cableway across the Colorado River and described the ride as bully good fun. After Roosevelt's visit, the camp was referred to as Roosevelt's Camp. Then came Mary Coulter. She was an important architect throughout the canyon and designed many of the buildings in the park, including the Hopi House and the Desert View Watchtower. She also undertook the task of designing the buildings at Phantom Ranch. She utilized a style known as Park Service Rustic, which uses material such as rock and lumber from the immediate area to help maintain a more natural appearance. When Coulter first presented her designs to the Park Service, they were very pleased and excited with what was to come. They decided to name the camp Roosevelt's Chalet, to the complete disagreement of Mary Coulter. She told them that if they did not name the camp Phantom Ranch, they could not use her designs. Thus, this site settled on its official name, Phantom Ranch. Mary Coulter liked this name for a couple reasons. One reason was a nearby canyon, Phantom Canyon, that cast shadows on the cliffs during a certain time of day that resembled phantoms. She also thought the name would be a mysterious allure for visitors. Upon completion, Mary Coulter had designed about a dozen guest houses, a recreational hall, a bathhouse, and dining hall. Today, Phantom Ranch is one of the most popular destinations along the river corridor. It houses about 92 individuals and sees traffic from hikers as well as river runners. There is a restaurant, campground, and amenities. 2 bridges have been installed for ease of access to hikers and mules, Black Bridge above the ranch and Silver Bridge below. There are only 3 ways to reach the complex: by foot, by mule, and by boat.